Pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision and protection. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Quite frankly, we need your financial help. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I would like to suggest that most of what you think you know, most of what you learn in school, most of what you read in the newspaper today, most of what you hear in church, and most of what you certainly come in contact with isn't true. A small group, very well organized, very well financed, that controls the media. Six major corporations control about 90% of the major outlets in America. And if you want to get into the background of that, we carry a wonderful book written by a left-wing professor who really doesn't understand, of course, who it is he's up against. He thinks the right-wing controls the media. But the book is called The New Media Monopoly. It's very well done. We recommend it, and we offer it through Radio Liberty. The New Media Monopoly, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Well, we've asked Ed Vieira, Dr. Ed Vieira, to be with us this evening. Ed, PhD, comes from Harvard. He certainly is a leading writer and philosopher on what's going on today. And I always enjoy reading these articles up on the Internet. And so I asked Ed if he would be willing to come on this evening and share his latest concerns about what's going on in America. Ed, you pick up the story.
Well, my pleasure being with you, Dr. Stan. It's difficult to know where to begin because there are so many concerns and difficulties that are emerging. Over the last, what shall I say, maybe 10 years now, I've been looking at the likelihood of some sort of major economic breakdown in this country, probably centered around the banking system, the Federal Reserve System, and the financial houses in New York, and where this would lead. And if you think about a banking and monetary collapse or crisis, cataclysm, whatever word you want to apply to it, essentially it will focus on the destruction of the currency unit. And most people call that unit in the United States the dollar. It's actually the Federal Reserve note. The dollar is a constitutional term that refers to a silver coin, and it is the basis historically of the American monetary system. But because of the way the Federal Reserve System developed historically, the Federal Reserve note, this bank note, which is actually an instrument of debt, has essentially usurped that title. So when thinking of a monetary and banking crisis, we're thinking about the destruction of this monetary unit. Well, the monetary unit is important for a number of reasons, and probably the most significant of those is that the entire structure of prices in this country is based on these dollar units. Now, those prices have a directing influence. The market economy works by looking at prices of various raw materials, resources, human labor, and down the road, finished goods, and it directs resources and human labor into those avenues of production that most serve the benefits of the consuming public. And the signals for that direction are given in dollar prices. So when the monetary unit fails, the price structure fails as well. That directing influence of prices no longer appears. And as a result of that, everything else goes with it. Production, distribution, ultimately consumption. And you run into economic chaos. Economic chaos quickly leads to social dislocations of all kinds.
Hold that thought, Ed. We'll be back in just a moment, but I agree with you. I share your concern. I think something is coming very, very soon.
While the storm clouds gather.
The world of silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Dr. Fiera simply saying that basically it's very obvious that we're heading towards some sort of a financial collapse here in this country. And basically this is going to lead to a social unrest. It's going to lead to shortages. People suddenly are not prepared for this. They will demonstrate. And suddenly, but the people who are really running things behind the scenes, the people who are running our banks, they're smart people. They realize that the system cannot work indefinitely. So they have an alternative, and that is that they're going to bring in martial law. They're going to bring in a total totalitarian government, certainly in the areas where things get out of hand. And he was simply pointing out certainly the prototype for this. We saw this following the Boston Marathon bombing, when, of course, we're looking for two suspects. And they put, 5,000 people out, fully armed, all over the city looking for these two. Well, one of them is already dead, and the other one is certainly in a boat, badly wounded. And yet, of course, they launched this massive effort to sort of protect us from these two people. One is already dead. Go right ahead, Ed.
Well, actually, there were 10,000, I believe, of these paramilitary police. And anyone who saw, and I think many of these YouTube-type videos are still available, what actually went on in Watertown, which is a suburb of Boston, Massachusetts, they had these police walking down the streets and the armored personnel carriers in the streets, and they were literally at gunpoint rousting people out of their homes, dragging them out, hands above their heads that looked like prisoners of war, and taking them down the street and while they searched the homes, ostensibly looking for these two suspects, of course, without search warrants of any kind of judicial oversight or control. And it just struck me, it was interesting that the comment was never made that they didn't organize this group of police that morning. This was not some kind of ad hoc operation that they set up in an hour or two. These people had already been trained somewhere to perform this kind of a function. They had been equipped, trained, and ready to be deployed, and out they came. And that's what we're looking, at least in my estimation, we're looking to see happen in various parts of this country in the course of an economic breakdown.
And, of course, I think it's very interesting that nobody has commented on what Dr. Vieira is talking about. This obviously is a planned program. These people were already had been trained. It was just a matter of giving the order. And then the 10,000 people on the streets in a relatively short, in a rather small area, and then utilizing this to begin to searching homes without a search warrant for these two, or at least one of these two who's still living suspects. Go ahead.
Now, on the other side, the somewhat frightening fact is, and at least I'm not aware that anyone in Watertown who was subjected to these unconstitutional searches and being, as I said, rousted out of their homes like prisoners of war, brought any kind of legal action challenging what had been done. One would think that some feisty lawyers there would have come up with the idea that there was some kind of class action, because you were talking about hundreds and hundreds of people that had been subjected to this kind of illegal activity. But as far as I know, nobody has sued at all, which leads one to conclude that the people in at least the Boston area are perfectly willing to roll over for this kind of oppressive police state tactics. Now, it may very well go beyond that, because, of course, you think of civil disobedience, you look back to the Los Angeles riots of 1992 and the Rodney King riots, or the riots that followed the Rodney King episode again in Los Angeles, where large segments of the inner city, at least in Los Angeles, were trashed or burned. They had to call in the National Guard. There was rioting and looting going on. And that was, those two incidents were relatively minor incidents. They involved one or two people at the center, the epicenter of what eventually became the riot. So if you look at those and you extrapolate that to, let's say, major urban centers in the course of an economic collapse, when the supermarkets run out of food in 3 or 4 days, when the gasoline no longer flows because it's not being delivered, add whatever you want to that scenario. Well, those Los Angeles riots will look like a Sunday school picnic. And what's interesting or ominous is to see see how the Department of Homeland Security and lower levels of that structure in the states and localities, in the police departments and the sheriff's departments and the emergency management agencies, are stockpiling and providing equipment, specialized training. I mean, most of the listeners tonight have probably seen on the internet about the literally tens of millions of rounds of ammunition that have been purchased or on order by the DHS and other federal governmental agencies. And what's interesting about those in many instances is in one of them, I think they bought four million rounds of 40 caliber hollow point ammunition. Well, hollow point ammunition cannot be used in international warfare. It's a violation of the Hague Convention, among other international legal principles. It can only be used domestically by police against so-called civilians. So what is the Department of Homeland Security and these other agencies doing stockpiling this kind of ammunition? Obviously, they foresee the need to use it, and they foresee the need to use it domestically because it cannot be used internationally. And we also see these local police departments, sheriff's departments, being given cast-off equipment from the armed forces, armored personnel carriers, mine-resistant vehicles, and so forth, which really have no law enforcement purposes in the sense that most people use the term law enforcement. They have a kind of warfare purpose. In fact, there was one sheriff in Indiana who was commenting, someone had questioned the acquisition by his department of one of these large mine-resistant armored vehicles. And he said, well, our country is at war, right? This, America's a war zone because of all the crime and so forth we have, and we need this kind of equipment. We, the police, need this kind of equipment to deal with these situations and keep our officers safe. Well, that's an amazing attitude coming out of the law enforcement community. I don't think that sheriff is the only one that has made that type of expression. We're in a war zone, and the police are on one side, and the civilian population is on the other. And the civilian population in this descriptive scenario that he's creating for us would be labeled what? The enemy, right? This is the mentality that is being drilled into the law enforcement people from the federal level, all the way down to Main Street USA, small town USA, that there are the law enforcement agencies on the one side, and then there are these shadowy enemy-type figures on the other, and we are all lumped into that category of the potential enemy.
Well, of course, there are sheriffs who do believe in the Constitution who do not see this as a, this sort of a bad, but I fear there may be an awful lot of them out there who really do and are quite willing to have the police militarized as if, of course, they're going to have to fight the people. We just need to hope and pray that we can get people into the sheriff's offices across America who believe in the Constitution, who believe in limiting the power of government. But I share your concern. There are people out there on the other side. Go right ahead.
Well, if you look now at the the rationale that's given for this activity, it really comes down to the martial law concept, that under some circumstances that the government can declare a state called martial law in which these paramilitary or perhaps even actual military forces, National Guard, the regular army, can be called in to restore law and order in some sense. And this is a picture that I think most people have when you mention martial law. It's these soldiers marching down the street with their weapons of war, curfews, people being arrested, put before essentially military tribunals or whatever, where the military takes over and supplants the normal civil law enforcement and adjudication process. Now, what's interesting is if you go and try to find a basis for this concept of martial law, as I've described it, as most people understand it, in the United States Constitution, you will discover it's not there. In fact, if you go to the Declaration of Independence, you will discover that the Declaration uses more words to excoriate King George III because he was implementing martial law in the colonies than it uses to raise any other grievance. That seems to be, in terms of the number of words at least, what the framers of the Declaration of Independence considered to be the highest level or the worst level of grievances caused by George III. So one would be very suspicious that perhaps this concept of martial law of that type would not be found in the Constitution. Of course, you can't find it. The word martial doesn't appear. The term martial law doesn't appear. There certainly is no authority given to the regular armed forces to engage in the enforcement of the law. The Department of Homeland Security, for instance, doesn't appear, obviously, in the Constitution. It was only invented early in this century, 2002. So where do we find in the Constitution the concept that a martial institution has the authority to execute the laws against average citizens?
And I don't think we find it any place there, but to Sydney, it would appear that the people who are running things don't necessarily believe in the Constitution. They have their own agenda.
Well, what's interesting, though, Dr. Stan, is we do find it if we look hard enough. Actually, we don't have to look too hard. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15. Congress has the power to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union. And, of course, the militia are the militia of the several states. There's one in each of the 50 states. And they have the power within each of the states to execute the laws of the state.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Ed Bierre.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Vieira is simply pointing out that we had a militia, and this Constitution stipulates the militia, but of course the militia was to be everybody, I think, from age 15 or somewhere in there up to 55, and this was to be the entire population, and the entire population was to be involved, and if they did need law enforcement, we did need some sort of effort to put down insurrection, it would be taken care of by the militia, but everybody was part of the militia. We did not have specialized groups, specialized police and SWAT teams and all these groups that do not adhere to the Constitution, representing either the state or the federal government. And the militia actually would not only deal with what was going on at the state level, it would deal with what was going on at the federal level. Everybody was to be involved. And yet today, as you look and see why certainly in many of our areas, as little as 30 or 40% of the people are even bothering to go to vote for all sorts of just various reasons. But when people do not get involved in the electoral process, then they lose by default to those who are. Go right ahead, Ed.
Well, that's exactly the point, Dr. Stan. When people don't participate in self-government, somebody else ends up governing them. Self-government is not a spectator sport. You can't expect to live in a self-governing society and do nothing in terms of participating in that process. Now, if you look at the role of the militia, constitutionally speaking, in the process of self-government, the first 13 words of the Second Amendment tell you pretty much all you need to know. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. A free state is the ultimate goal of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And here the Second Amendment tells us that a well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. That's the only place in the Constitution where the Constitution says anything is necessary for any purpose, interestingly enough. It doesn't say Congress is necessary, the President is necessary, the Supreme Court is necessary, even that the states are necessary. It simply says a well-regulated militia is necessary. What is a well-regulated militia? Well, you cover that. It's all of the people from 16 on up who are basically eligible for being able-bodied and of sound mind and so forth and so on, would participate in that structure in some way. Some of them might participate in a military or paramilitary form. Some of them would participate at the other extreme in what I would call social welfare activities. And then there would be a large number of activities in the middle that would deal with aspects of security of a free state that didn't involve any kind of military, paramilitary, police activity. You think about food security, economic security, and so forth and so on. You could run down along with health security, run down a long list there, that various units within the militia would be assigned to deal with. Now, if you look at the police function, there were no police agencies, formal police agencies, during the colonial period or the period of the independent states before the Constitution was ratified. You had sheriffs, you had constables, and you had the militia. These independent, as it were, police units developed later on, the first one, for instance, in New York City. They came out of the urban environment. And they are today, I would say, running amok. You can't go on the internet, these YouTube presentations, type in something along the line of police brutality, and you'll come up with literally hundreds or thousands of these events that are occurring and have occurred all over this country, with, unfortunately, very little response, as it were, from the public, other than kind of shaking their head and saying, oh, isn't this terrible? You certainly don't see the perpetrators of these incidents of police brutality being properly punished, indicted, and so forth and so on. Now, if you had a proper militia structure, the police units in each locality would continue to be separate units in the same way that the militia had the Minutemen and the Rangers and so forth and so on during the colonial period that performed specific functions. But each one of those police units would be part of the larger militia structure and therefore would be immediately subject to militia control. You would not have a situation where they looked at themselves as being autonomous and in some way not subject to direct control. In other words, they control themselves through their internal affairs department, so forth and so on, and always exonerate themselves of any liability for the oppressive act they take. So you would eliminate immediately, or very quickly at least, you would eliminate these episodes of unpunished police brutality. And once a few punishments had been properly imposed, I would think that the behavior would stop. The deterrent effect would come into play. And this would occur locally, it would occur at the state level, and ultimately, if it were done properly, because the militia can be called forth to execute the laws of the union, people from the state militias could be put or should be put in positions to oversee those federal agencies that were engaged in law enforcement.
Well, that thought, we'll be right back.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Thank you.
is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Dr. Ed Vieira. And because Dr. Vieira is very concerned about the fact that instead of we're spending money we do not have, America is going further and further into debt. And basically, there's no instance in all history where nations have gone into massive debt where there's not eventually been a currency collapse. And so Ed then is saying, well, we may very well have suddenly a currency collapse. The people in charge anticipate this, and we have actually suddenly in every community across, or so many communities across America, police forces which are in SWAT teams are prepared to be militarized, to act against the people. And this is certainly in total contrast to our Constitution, whose purpose was to limit the power of the government against, so it could not be used against the people, no matter what the crisis was. Suddenly in every community in America, we had a militia. The militia involved all of the people, certainly all of the males up to age 55, but their purpose was to maintain law and order, not to be used, certainly, to put the people down because they were objecting to irresponsible actions on the part of the government. Before we go on, Ed, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get to your website, how they could get your information, how they could get your the books that you've written, because you've written a number of very important books?
Well, you can go to the newswithviews.com website, newswithviews, one word, .com. And in the main page, there's a contributor list, and my name is there. Click on that, and you'll find my entire archive of articles that have gone up with News Reviews, many of which relate to the subject we're talking about tonight. And then I have a number of books on Amazon, the ones that relate to this particular subject, Sword and Sovereignty, 13 Words, Three Rights, and the latest one that's coming out is called By Tyranny Out of Necessity, The Bastardy of Martial Law, which I would think is very topical today because you can't go on the internet and at least look at the alternative media, if you will, without finding discussions that relate to martial law and its imminence and its dangers and so forth and so on. So that material is all available. The latest one on martial law will probably be out in a couple of weeks. It's now at the printers, and it will be showing up shortly. The question, of course, arises, in this context, why more people are not looking to the Constitution and saying, oh, my gosh, right there in the body of the Constitution, we see the answer to this potential problem of martial law. We see the Constitution has a structure laid out in black and white which provides for a martial institution or a set of martial institutions, that is the militia, having the authority to execute the laws of both the Union and the various states. And if you define martial law in that simple way, martial institutions executing the normal laws, you would say, well, the Constitution provides that. It talks about the militia having that authority. And no one else. That's what's very interesting. And no one else. There is nothing anywhere in the Constitution that even vaguely suggests that any institutions other than the militia have this explicit authority to execute the laws in a presumably martial fashion, right? Militia being martial institutions. So the question arises, why don't we have this structure available when the Constitution makes it crystal clear that that's the only structure of its kind that the Constitution allows, and that this structure is necessary for the security of a free state? Now, the point you made a moment ago, Dr. Stan, the Constitution was designed to limit the power of the government. It's exactly taken two ways. It was certainly designed to limit the power of the governmental apparatus of Congress, the president, the courts, and so forth. But on the other hand, it looks to essentially unlimited power in the ultimate governing bodies, which are the people themselves, right? We have popular sovereignty, self-government, of the people, for the people, by the people. And the ultimate power in that system, what used to be called in political philosophy the power of the sword, is delegated or recognized, really, by the Constitution as residing in the people themselves through the militia structures. So obviously, on the one extreme, those structures would be used to combat attempts at usurpation and tyranny. On the other end of the spectrum, they would be used for dealing with the maintenance of law and order in what I would say normally extreme circumstances, because you certainly wouldn't have the total militia being deployed to deal with police-type functions or emergency response-type functions. But you'd have this spectrum in which the vast majority of the population, everyone from 16 on up, would be participating in some way in this specifically governmental function, because the militia are part of the governmental structure of the Constitution. And that would be the most complete participation by the people in any part of our governmental apparatus. Because you said before, in this country, we don't have compulsory voting, for instance. And more we're seeing that people are simply not even bothering to come out to the polls. Right? So they're not participating in that way. We have freedom of petition of the government, but most people don't participate in that. And in many instances, when they do, the politicians in Washington or in the state capitals don't listen to them. So if you look at these other methods by which people can participate in the actual governmental operations of the country, they don't compare to the participation that would occur if we had correct militia structures according to constitutional principles, which is the reason we don't have them. The powers that be, the last thing they want is for the people of this country to participate to a large degree in the process of self-government.
And I think that I would repeat what you, certainly, Edda just said, the powers that be, there is a power that be, there is a small group of people who are really running things behind the scenes in both political parties and making mockery of our electoral process. And the last thing that you want is a vehicle that we could have self-government. And it's vitally important in destiny. Dr. Vieira mentioned WorldNet Daily. You need to go to WorldNet Daily on a regular basis, get their information. We are so lucky to have Nick Farrow that who actually runs that organization, Joseph Farrow. And basically, the information is there, but you have to get it and you have to get it out. Please go right ahead, Ed. Your point is well made.
I think it's important that people not simply, as it were, absorb this kind of information, but you have to take it to the next step and participate directly. The whole militia concept is based upon what I would call social and political duty. The militia were never voluntary organizations. They were fundamentally draft organizations. Everyone from 16 on up had a legal duty to perform some function in these institutions. And that's fundamentally important. As I keep saying, self-government is not a spectator sport. You cannot sit in the stands and watch somebody else on the field. You have to be on the field. And the beauty of the militia structure is it essentially compels people to do what they ought to do in the pursuit of freedom and prosperity, if you will. If you don't have enough sense to do this on your own, here's a structure that says that you're going to have to take some steps in that direction. So that we're all participating in it. And then everyone has the realization that he is, in fact, part of this governmental process. It's not some people just in Washington, D.C. or just in your state capital who are going to be making all the decisions. Ultimately, the decisions are going to be made at the local level where the local people reside for the simple reason that that's where those decisions are going to have direct effect on people. The decisions made in Washington don't simply affect people in Washington, D.C. In fact, many of them, they don't affect them at all. They affect people in small-town USA throughout the country. And what we have seen happening is they built this political pyramid with power essentially gravitating or floating up to the all-seeing eye in the apex, when the reality of any pyramid is that its strength exists in the base, right? And the base of, if you will, the political pyramid in the United States is the people themselves at the state and the local level. They're the ones who have the ultimate power if they will simply take that power into their own hands and exercise it. And the beauty of the militia structure is it gives them an institutional structure within the government in which to work, and then it assigns them in one way or another to all of those areas that need some kind of supervision and activity of a political nature, from the military and the paramilitary, the suppression of insurrection, the repelling of invasions, according to the Constitution on this, through the execution of the various laws, and at what I would call the social welfare extreme, dealing with local social problems. Because you think of a militia structure, it's going to be based in your local community and in your local neighborhood, because the militia would be broken up into relatively small companies of 50 or 60 people, and they would be formed on essentially a neighborhood basis. So people are going to become more aware of each other's needs, more interdependent, more willing to work together. You think of all of the elements that are breaking down in American society today, the kind of atomization of this society and the breaking down into hostile interest groups, as it were. All of that would be eliminated or at least attenuated if the militia were brought back to their proper constitutional role.
Ed, I agree with what you're saying, but how possibly can we do this? How can we get people involved enough and willing to take a stand and get involved with a local militia group? How can we get them away from their television set and all the good times we're having to be concerned about these abstract ideas of freedom? Well, of course, most people don't understand we can lose our freedom. We are losing our freedom. We have lost our freedom. And the average individual has no idea what's going on. How can we rejuvenate this concept of the necessity of freedom in the American people?
Well, I go back to the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence talks about the representatives of the good people of the colonies who signed the Declaration. Now, they don't talk about the representatives of all of the people of the colonies, because they knew that a fairly large percentage of those people were Tories. They were loyalists. They were loyal to King George III and the Parliament. And they certainly weren't including in that term, the good people, those Americans who sat on the fence waiting to see which side would win. They were talking about the patriots. And you hear different percentages, maybe it was a third, maybe it was 40%, whatever it was, of the American population of the colonies who were in this category of the good people. But it was less than the whole, certainly. And I think that's our situation today, except maybe our percentage of the good people in this country is even smaller than it was during the colonial period. That's where we have to start. We have to start with those people who will go out and educate themselves, and then we'll take the next step and we'll put that education to work. Now, I wrote a book, where was it, 2007, called Constitutional Homeland Security, which deals with exactly this question. It lays out a little analysis on the importance of the militia in the Constitution, and then essentially challenges people to go and organize themselves on a local basis, go to their state representatives, recruit enough of these state representatives so that some appropriate militia statute can be passed, and get it passed. With the understanding that the people who were promoting this legislation, the grassroots activists, would come to their state representatives and say, when you get this passed, we will be the first ones to volunteer in our local communities to perform these initial militia functions. Because we have a lot of rebuilding to do, so it's not going to happen all at once. You have to build it piece by piece. But the idea was that people would organize themselves not simply to have influence in the state legislature in terms of getting some bill proposed and enacted, but they would essentially guarantee to their representatives that when that bill was enacted, they would be the first ones to step forward and volunteer and take, on the burdens of making that statute work. And I think that's what we're going to need to have done. Some, as the Marines say, we're going to have to find some good men, a few good men, who are going to, as it were, come out of the shadows and say, we will take this responsibility. You people in the state legislatures, give us the tools. We will take the responsibility, and we will rebuild this structure community by community. That's going to happen from Washington, D.C. That's for certain.
And basically, of course, we are going to be moving into a monetary collapse. We are going to be moving into crisis. And if you're not making the preparations now in your community for this, then you become part of the problem. Freedom is not free, and if people aren't involved, then freedom is lost. Would you? And I'm sure you would agree with that. Go right ahead, Ed.
Well, I think that's exactly the point. We are now looking at a situation. We're on the Titanic. It's hit the iceberg. It's going down by the head. It's 8, 9, 10 degrees down. And anyone can look at that situation and say, this ship is going to sink. Now, on the Titanic, they didn't have enough lifeboats. And so a large number of the crew and passengers were lost. The situation we have now is we have the ability to begin to make more lifeboats. The what I call revitalization of the militia structure will provide, in whatever communities will take that action, for perhaps not a total sufficiency of lifeboats, but certainly many more lifeboats than they have now. And something is always better than nothing in a crisis. And my view of it is, if one state or two states begin this process, the others are going to follow. Maybe not Massachusetts, maybe not California, maybe not New York, New Jersey. Think of some states that are pretty far lost in left liberalism. They may not follow immediately, but others will, because there really is no alternative to dealing with the results of an economic collapse.
I certainly concur. Our guest has been Dr. Ed Vieira. Ed, do you have a parting thought, and then we'll let you go?
Well, my parting thought is the one that I've tried to emphasize two or three times. Freedom is not free. Self-government is not a spectator sport. And we're running out of time. Time is not necessarily everything, but everything depends upon time.
And I agree with you. Our guest has been Dr. Ed Vieira. I hope you want to get a copy of this, this talk. Listen to it many times and then help to circulate it across America. God bless you, Ed. Thanks very much
for
being with
us. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Ed Vieira, because Ed is one of the smartest people in this country. PhD from Harvard. He's a prolific writer. We recommend his material. And I think we're probably going to put this talk that you just heard into a 4-CD set called Monetary Collapse, along with several other Sydney people talking about this sort of thing, because we are going to have a monetary collapse. We are going to see a collapse of the monetary system and the financial system that is going to impact upon everybody out there in this listening audience. Now, basically, what can you do? Well, first of all, why you need to get other people involved. Every one of you has to certainly contact at least 5 people every day and tell them about what's going on. And if you run out of people to talk to, why, of course, just go to the telephone book and take 5 names and start out with saying, look, I'm not trying to sell you anything. What I'm trying to do is save your life savings. And then suddenly you tell them certainly that we are heading for a financial collapse, and suddenly give them some of the reasons why we're going to have a financial collapse. But basically encourage people to go to World Net Daily. Joseph Farah does a wonderful job and have wonderful writings. And then, of course, they suggest people listen to Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Sir Chuck Crismeyer. And suddenly they can listen to Radio Liberty. In fact, I hope that you'll put Radio Liberty at the head of the list, John Loeffler. But tell them they've got to start listening to alternative radio, because the media is controlled by 5 major corporations and 6 major corporations. And quote the name of the book, The New Media Monopoly, and they can get it from Amazon. They can get it from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. But I can only talk to so many people, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's going to be necessary for you, ladies and gentlemen, to be involved and for you to begin praying for revival, because if we do not have a revival in America, we're going to lose this country. Things are not happening by accident. They're happening by intent. There really are satanic forces here intent upon creating a one-world government. If you wanted to document that for your own purposes, simply go to the Trilateral Commission's website. Remember, here, the most powerful and wealthy people in the world make up this small little group. And if you look at their logo, trilateral.org, it's a circle made up of 3 sixes bound together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Do you honestly think that's accidental? You need to get this information out, and only you can do it. Your job is to call 5 people every day. 5 people, or talk to 5 people every day. And if everybody out there in this listening audience would do that, why, we would begin turning this around in short order. And of course, we certainly hope that many of you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or that you'll get the book, The New Media Monopoly. If you want to convince people, of course, that Adolf Hitler survived, the DVD is entitled, Did Hitler Survive? And then, of course, if you want to go into how we helped to finance the Nazis, both before, during, and after the war, the 4-CD set is The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews, and it's my interviews with John Loftus. We carry his book, America's Nazi Secret. They've done everything they could to suppress that book. Why? Because the last thing in the world they want is for the American people to understand that, of course, we financed the Nazis before the war, during the war, and after the war. We helped the Nazis, tens of thousands of them, escape to South America. And then we have a four CD set on Operation Paperclip about how we helped the Nazis to come to the United States. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, at least 1,000, some people say as many as 3,000 Nazi war criminals came. They worked in our space program. And, of course, they were brought here safely after committing the Holocaust and being responsible for the horrible torture of literally millions of people. They knew exactly what they were doing. Organized evil, and why are we talking about this? Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Join the Radio Liberty family. We need your financial support. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Orlean Kula, and Orlean is the president of the California chapter of the of Eagle Forum, and Orlean's going to be putting a conference on this weekend. But Orlean has written a wonderful new book called The Hidden Seas of Common Core, going into one of the most dangerous, subversive movements in America, and that is the new educational system that is, of course, in every one of our states, not only here in the United States. It's a worldwide system aimed at least, certainly at least in the Western countries, and dumbing down our children, certainly in other countries, in China and India, of giving superb education, because certainly the position of a nation is determined by the position of its educational system. For years, we had the finest education in the world, but no longer. There's an organized effort to destroy the foundation of our educational system, and today it is coordinated through an organization and an effort called Common Core. Orlean Kula, you pick up the story.
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be with you again. You're exactly right. Everything that you have said, this is a global plan, even though the states are being told, oh, no, this is just a little state's initiative. The states all had something to do with it, trying to make it appear just like traditional education used to be. But that is not the case at all. The states really had nothing to do with it. There were a few educators that were supposedly on the committee that were supposed to give input into what they wanted the standards to contain, but it was just more like a suggestion box input. They were not there in the actual writing. The actual writing was a cartel of businessmen, few governors, a few state superintendents, But before it even got to the governors or the state superintendents, it really was essentially already written by a group called Achieve Incorporated. And Achieve was started in...
What was the group called that wrote the Common Core curriculum?
It's called Achieve Incorporated.
Okay.
And they were started in 1996 with a group of businessmen. IBM was one of them, and a few governors. And their goal from the get-go was to have national standards that will be the same for everyone. And they actually had implemented these ideas from UNESCO, from the United Nations. This was the international plan from the beginning. And then they thought, well, we've got to make this look legitimate. You know, education is supposed to originate with the states. So they invited the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers to join with them. And then they could say that this had something to do with the states. But when you realize that the National Governors Association is not really anything to do with government, it's a trade association in Washington, D.C., as is the Chief State School Officers made up of superintendents. They're a lobbying group. They're an NGO. They're a non-governmental organization. So it really did not give it legitimacy.
And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful 4-CD set on this. It's called Common Core. This is a subversive plan. It is being implemented in literally every school across America. It was sold to the states, and the states went along with it because the governors told they may get some government money. Of course, they didn't. Only there was a very small amount of money. But they sold out the states and put them into this subversive program. Basically, they're holding our students back, and they're not getting the education, certainly in other countries, in China and India. People are getting a masterful education. There's an organized effort to give a mediocre education here in America. They know exactly what they're doing, but very few Americans have any idea.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, this evening, Arlene Kula, president of the California chapter of Sydney Eagle Forum. And Sydney, Arlene is with us for two reasons tonight. First of all, she's written a great new book. It's called The Hidden Seas of Common Core. It's an excellent book going into the background of the subversive program, which is being introduced into schools all across America. And the only solution is get your child out of public education, get them out of certainly most private schools, get them into home education. And basically, we recommend the Robinson Home Curriculum. I don't care what you do. Get your, if you love your children, get them out of government education, because they are going to intentionally, maliciously and purposely dumb them down. Now, we're going to talk a lot more about Common Core, but for the first segment of the program, Arlene, I want to tell our listeners about the program you're going to be putting on in Costa Mesa this weekend, and you're inviting people to come from all across the state of California, a vitally important meeting. What is this all about, and why should people, Sydney, in Southern California or anywhere in the state, go to your meeting this weekend?
Well, it's a wonderful program where we are giving speakers the opportunity to talk about two really major issues that are attacking us and our nation. Agenda 21 will be a panel in the morning, and then in the afternoon, a panel about Common Core, and you'll see how they really are connected, because this is, it's through teaching Agenda 21 and the fear tactics that go along with it that our children are being totally indoctrinated into accepting the United Nations as the savior of the world that is going to come in and have the remedy for all of us, which really is just making us more under their control. And they're using fear tactics to make our children think that the earth is falling apart. There's such things as global warming, the oceans are rising. And this is going on around the world. And Common Core is just a way of promoting this even farther. But it's also a way, as you mentioned, of dumbing down our children. And you'll hear some excellent speakers talking about that.
And let me just point out, they will tell you we have global warming. In fact, every scientist and the responsible scientist agrees upon this. And yet our good friend Art Robinson has over 30,000 scientists, over almost 10,000 of them climate scientists, who say that man's activity has nothing to do with any rise in temperature. They tell us that the Antarctic, certainly, ice pack is melting. It is in some areas. In other areas, it's increasing and larger than ever before. We had the coldest winter last winter than we've ever had. If you measure the whole world, there's been no significant global warming in the last 15 years. And this whole thing is a lie, but because they control the media, they're largely able to control what the American people think and believe. And so basically, of course, this program that they're going to be putting on this weekend is going to deal with Agenda 21 and this effort to use this so-called phony threat of global warming to justify altering every aspect of our lives, to close down coal-generating, electric-generating plants all across America, all across the world, to raise the cost of electricity, to lower the availability of energy by 30%. And as a result, of course, to impoverish our people and change the structure of our lives. And the average individual has no idea what's going on. Arlene, you pick up the story.
Well, that's right. And that's why we're trying in every way we can to wake people up and let them know about this so they will start taking a stand and attend these meetings that are going on in their cities that never would they know is happening. And also to find out what's really going on in their school board meetings so they can take a stand against Common Core. So those were our two big events. We were having Phyllis Schlafly, our national president and founder of Eagle Forum, as our luncheon speaker, but we found out just today that she is in the hospital and she's scheduled for major surgery tomorrow. So We felt really badly about that.
But we ask everybody to pray for Phyllis. Phyllis has been my friend for 55 years or more, and she does a wonderful job. Sunday Eagle Forum is one of the few organizations I feel comfortable recommending. Please pray for Phyllis for provision and protection tomorrow.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate that. And so we're going to pinch hit. Janine Henson is the state president of Eagle Farm in Nevada, and I, as the president of California, and then Jeannie Gooden, my vice president, and the chapter leader in Long Beach, we're going to all share our memoirs of Phyllis and tell of her amazing victory stopping the Equal Rights Amendment. She really had a major role in stopping this movement to have a North American Union that hardly anyone knows about, because that was another plan by stealth and deception. And so one of the big issues she's taking on now is this Article 5 Convention of the States. And she is such an expert on that subject as well. And Janine Henson is her leading authority fighting this throughout the nation. So Janine will be talking about that. And then in the afternoon, we not only have the Common Core panel, but we also have Linda Payne, who is leading the group to try to stop voter fraud in California. And I was speaking to her just a few hours ago, and she told me they've discovered there was such fraud in the Los Angeles areas. They especially like to do this where it's huge populations. They think they can get away with it. But they said that the Los Angeles area had only 13% voter turnout. She knows that there was so much more than that, but they just didn't count the votes. And so that's how they got so many people in.
You're basically saying that there was voter fraud during this last election across in California?
Yes, and every election for probably many years now. But because of her integrity, voter integrity project, she has hundreds of people throughout the state, more like thousands, that are watching the polls and really keeping an eagle eye on everything that's going on, and that's how they pick up on this, and then they can essentially file a lawsuit and ask for a recount, and that's what they're hoping to do in Los Angeles.
And I think it's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that there is voter fraud. Why do you think a couple of years ago, what was it, 8 years ago, we had suddenly an election and all they talked about was hanging chads. Oh, my goodness, we can't get a fair vote because of the hanging chads. And that was so they could bring in the electronic voting machines and rig the elections. Which ones are rigged, we don't know. We should have no electronic voting machines. Everything should be counted by hand. As any question, we should recount. And basically, many times when they recount, they find out that there's been voter fraud, totally blacked out by the controlled media. In some instances, people have said they've been replaced who thought they got elected. But basically, understand there is voter fraud in America. It ties into electronic voting machines, and basically, they convince us we're a democracy. We are a republic, but we do have a democratic process. But because, ladies and gentlemen, of the electronic voting machines, you never know when it's an honest election. Go right ahead, Darlene.
That's so true. On your program this afternoon, I spoke about a lady who was running for office. Now, there was a video that I used to have telling her story, but I think it was back in Florida. Anyway, she was way ahead in the polls. She was looked like she had won when she went to bed that night. And then, lo and behold, the next morning, she found out, no, she had lost. So there were 3 days that she could go and check these on these machines. So she took a reporter with her, and they went from poll to poll, and they found that 2 out of the 3 machines were rigged. So if you put her name in, the vote was cast for her opponent. And that's what is so horrible about these machines. They're just like they're made by the same company that makes the computers at gambling casinos, and they can be pre-programmed and rigged. And so you can never have an honest election with such machines going on. Fortunately, where I live in Sonoma County, our county registrar refuses to have these electronic machines, so we have an honest election. But even then, you still need to keep an eagle eye on things. And that it's so much easier to do so when you don't have these pre-programmed machines that make that any election could be rigged.
Well, you go right ahead. Who else is going to be speaking at the conference?
We have a wonderful pastor. His name is Pastor Rob McCoy, and he's the senior pastor at the God State Calvary Chapel in Thousand Oaks, California. And he's running for the assembly, and he is speaking on why Christians need to get out of the salt shaker and be salt and light in this freedom battle. He thinks that more pastors should run for public office.
And so do I. I'd like to at least to know that some of our legislators have some moral background and integrity. Go ahead.
That's right. And if we just had more of those kind of people, what a different country we would have. So we were delighted to find out that he was running for office and willing to be one of our speakers. And for the Common Core, or for the Agenda 21 panel in the morning, we have two ladies from San Diego that are both fighting the battle there. Darcy Brandon is an award-winning landscape architect who has seen firsthand the impact of all this terrible government regulations on the property owners that she deals with, as well as inside the cities. And then Mary Baker is a wonderful lady from San Diego who's written a lot about sustainable development, and she'll be another speaker.
And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that there is an organized effort to transform our society. It's a subversive element. They do this very subtly. They know what they're doing. But because they control the media, the educational system, and they have their people planted in our churches, yes, ladies and gentlemen, some of our leading ministers are part and parcel of this movement. And what is the ultimate goal? A one world government, a one world financial system, and the destruction of traditional Christianity. That's, of course, why. That's exactly why they've changed the music and, in many instances, the message of the Christian church.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Arlene Kula. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call Arlene, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're going to be talking about her book, Sydney, on the Uncommon Core, a subversive program which is being introduced into your child's school and your grandchildren's school, and into schools all across America. And the only thing you can do is get your child out of government schools, out of even many Sydney private schools, which are being swept up into this whole idea of Common Core. And, of course, it is just to suddenly destroy the infrastructure of our society and to dumb down our children, to hold off advanced mathematics until they get to college. But so many of our children, when they get to college, can't read, they can't write. They're totally inadequate because there have been an organized effort to steal their education from them. And Common Core is simply an organized effort on a much more all-inclusive basis to do that. And it's happening not only here in the United States, but in many countries throughout the world. If you have a question or comment, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Suddenly, our guest, of course, is Arlene Kula. Arlene, you pick up the story of your new book, The Hidden Seas of Common Core. What is Common Core? Why should we be concerned about it? Why is it subversive? And where is what it's going to end up with?
Well, if you look at the cover of my book, you see their logo. Of Common Core State Standard Initiative, Preparing America's Students for College and Career. And that sounds really wonderful. I have some bright lights coming out from the logo. But then there's all of these hidden seas behind the scenes, and I have those in dark underneath. And all of them start with a C word. So it was really cartel written. It was not written by the states. Corporation-driven. Bill Gates is the main big funder for it. He's given over $200 million in the original time, $150 million to the writers of the cartel, and then since it's almost $2.2 billion that he has given promoting it. So of course anyone receiving all this money could not possibly say they don't like it. And then it is a big cash cow for those people involved. Bill Gates is making billions from the sale of the computers. Every child is supposed to have a computer in the classroom or an iPad, whatever it is. But whatever the software involved, Bill Gates is benefiting from, as is the Pearson Foundation. They're doing all of the publishing of the books and also the testing. They're also making billions. It's a cradle-to-grave data collection program. They're collecting data, over 400 points of data on our children, intrusive data that nobody would have ever thought imaginable before. And then they're planning on our children being cogs in a global workforce. That's why they're dumbing them down. So if a child really thinks of himself as super intelligent, he won't be very happy just working in an assembly line and in a factory as a little cog. But if he's been taught to think of himself as really kind of stupid and not very skilled and not having the capability of doing something more, he'll be more content with this menial job that he's given. The children are going to come out of our schools as cookie-cutter design coming out of the factory schools. It's highly costly. California is costing $1.6 billion to implement and another $1.2 billion for the testing. It's central controlled by big top-down federal government. And our children are being taught that they are citizens of the world, no longer to think of themselves as proud Americans, part of a sovereign nation. They're all to think of themselves as citizens of the world. And my last big C, it is communist-like. This is exactly what it is like under a totalitarian system, and that is where we are headed.
I certainly concur. If you are out there in the listening audience, are you concerned? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How could something like this be going on and you're not reading about it in your newspapers? Well, because the newspapers are controlled. What about the magazines? What about television? What about the mainline radio? Well, they're all controlled. Yes, we have an alternative media and we are part of it, and we'll be talking more about that at the end of the program. But if you're not involved, you're part and parcel of the program or the problem. You can't just sit on the sidelines and let this happen. Do you care about America? Do you care about these ideas of freedom? What do you think is going to happen when this whole system comes down and we have martial law across America? This is not imaginary. If you heard our program this last hour with Ed Vieira, if you heard the program certainly with John Quirk the last few nights, understand that we are headed towards some major catastrophic events. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295 if you have anything you'd like to add or question for Orlean.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Arlene Kohler, and we'll get to Sydney. Sydney, we have Philip calling from Dallas, Texas. And if you're out there across America, don't be hesitant. We'd be glad to talk to you. But first of all, Phyllis, pardon me, Arlene, I want you to tell our listeners how they can, Sydney, get to your website, how they can get your information, how they can order your excellent new book on the hidden seas of Common Core. And if you're out across America and you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Orlene, how can people get in touch with you and get your information and your new book?
Well, they can go to the website, turnthehelm.org. That stands for Turn the Helm Publishing Company. Or they can just call me directly, 707-539-8393.
It's an excellent book. I have it right here with me. I would also mention that we do have an excellent 4-CD set, if you like CDs, a 4-CD set on, of all things, Common Core. We have a 4-CD set on Common Core. Let's go to Philip, who's calling us from Dallas, Texas. Hi, Philip. Are you listening to us there, certainly on the Internet? How are you hearing us?
Yes, sir, I am listening on the Internet, and I'm calling myself.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment for us?
There's 100 million. I'm new to the understanding of Common Core, and I hear it. I'm a native of Texas. I've lived 17 years overseas in Europe, lived in Sweden, understanding their school system. I actually attended college in Sweden, and I can tell you that you get your bachelor's degree in 3 years there. I think that's because their high school curriculum is a little higher, and basically you finish your four classes through high school. So you only have basically your concentration in Europe in most places. So after returning back to Texas in 2008 and visiting my alma mater in high school and college, I'm just dumbfounded by two things. The first one is the demographics of my high school. My high school was very public school, State School of Texas. It was 30% Hispanic, 30% white, 30% black, Asian, other. And now my high school is about over 90% Hispanic. And at first I wonder where these people come from, but people are people. I lived as an immigrant in another country, so I know exactly how that feels and know the challenges they face. What my question is, though, is I'm wondering, so what's going on? I really would like to know more about Common Core and what it's doing to our school system.
Well, basically, let me just tell you, Philip, the whole idea is to dumb down our people. The purpose is to dumb down our students. They're not even going to have to offer calculus in high school anymore. That's the New York
Group. Okay.
And basically, Orlean, why don't you explain to Philip, he wants to know about Common Core. He hasn't heard too much about it. He hasn't because, of course, the media is controlled. They don't want the public to know that they're destroying the education, the minds, the souls of our children. Orlean, you explain to Philip what Common Core is and why it is an effort to destroy traditional education.
It's hard to put it all in one tiny nutshell, but it is. It is a big top-down federal program that is totally contrary to what we've always had as traditional education. And you're going to be told that, it's internationally benchmarked. It's going to bring up American test scores so we can do so much better with testing with other countries. That is not true at all. And it was never internationally benchmarked. If they tell you that, there's not one single country they can give as an example of any country that it was actually tested with. But what you're experiencing in Texas is not Common Core. It's something called C-Scope. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, can you say the name of it again, please?
It's called C-Scope. C-S-C-O-P-E.
Okay.
And it has been in Texas since 2007. It's really kind of the forerunner for Common Core. My son and his wife and grandchildren just moved from Texas to Utah because of the school systems. Their children were experiencing the C-scope. C-scope is similar. It's big top-down. It's a program where the children all have to use computers. The teachers become facilitators. They don't even get to teach a lesson plan anymore. It's all on the computer. If they don't agree with what's being taught, tough. There's nothing they can do to change it. And then they were told that a gag order was placed on them, that they could not even talk to the parents about this. And many of the teachers, after a while, have resigned and just quit so that they can speak about it. And that's how we finally found out about it.
And basically, Philip, what they did is they put a gag order on the teachers. They told the teachers they could not discuss it publicly. They could not let anybody know what was going on. They certainly couldn't let the parents know what was happening. And basically, if you do and you work for government, why they get fired?
Oh my! All I can say is, oh my goodness! I visited my high school alma mater about 3 weeks ago. I graduated in '88, so you know we're talking 26 years roughly ago. And you know, maybe if there was young teachers, they might still be there, but no faculty was still there. But they were very receptive and nice. But it just felt very manufacturer like mechanical like.
Did you see the computers that they had for the students? Did they have the computers?
I did, and I looked through, and I remember we had one class. I graduated in '88. I remember I never even took typing. I've mastered typing over the years, but yes, I did see that. And but one thing that baffles me though is, so I grew up in my neighborhood, and at that time, we would call it middle-class America. We had something in the state of Texas called immigrant transfer, majority and minority. So we had a nice diversity of students, and I'm so glad that I get to participate in state schools because that made me more well-rounded person growing up and able to speak and deal with people from different backgrounds, international ethnicities, etc. And now I watched on the Dallas Independent School Channel that they had a graduation. And that's where I came up with it. And I was like, every single person was Hispanic. You got great number of friends that are Hispanic. And I love them. But my point is, so what happens to the students in the neighborhood that are in that district that own these houses? And I understand there's a lot of people that are going to school that there's no cost for it, but they're there. So where do the students, where do the kids that live in these neighborhoods go that live in these houses that back then were 70,000, 80,000, now they're worth 400,000. Where are they going to school? Are all the parents having to send them to private school to get quality education?
I think that's probably part of it. It's happening all over our nation. I was a substitute teacher for many years here in Santa Rosa. Each year I would see more and more of our city taken over by Latinos. And one of the high schools, there's only 3% white children. The rest are all Mexican or Latinos, and it's just like we have had an invasion. This is not immigration. This is an invasion, and it is bringing our education down along with everything else, and it's making it more ripe for a one-world government.
And let me just point out, if you want a good education, you're going to have to get homeschooling, and we are actually advocating suddenly the Art Robinson homeschool program through my ministry. Art's a personal friend. I've known him for 30 years. And basically, of course, he's also the gentleman who actually heads this group of over 30,000 scientists who say there is no relationship between the global warming and or human activity and global warming. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you have children who want to get them out of the government schools into a good educational program. The Art Robinson program, 1-800-544-8927. Anything else you want to ask, Philip, before we let you go?
I want to thank you and I appreciate the opportunity to come on the air and speak to you guys. So I guess my last question is this this isn't coming from the bottom up. This is coming from the top down, obviously. So what, you know, people, the masses, it's like cattle. They follow what they hear. And unfortunately, the majority of the people don't research the news. they just take whatever they hear. So where do we start? Where does this come from? What do we do in order to maybe turn this event of things?
What you can do, Philip, is order my books and read them. I have one that's kind of the beginning of how this all started, and then this one that is kind of more advanced and goes into it deeper. You can also just Google Common Core. You'll find some amazing information. And I do want to let you know that they did finally woke up to what C-Scope was all about, and the school, state school board in Texas voted it out, but they just have a new program that is almost exactly the same. And so they're so divisive, so behind the scenes and deceptive. But just wake parents up and let them know how important it is to be informed and fight this.
And Philip certainly gets Orlean's book. It's entitled The Hidden Seeds of Common Core. But if you want to know what's really behind it, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, I will mention we have a 4-CD set on Common Core, but you need to understand the subversive nature, who it is, the power elite behind all of this, and so many other things. Call 1-800-544-8927 and get the book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It will change your whole outlook on the world. Thanks very much for calling. Let's go to Ron calling us from Washington State. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. I want to thank Mrs. Curley for her efforts fighting this tyrannical movement. And they want to take over our kids, and this is an excellent way to do it. Through the educational system, or I can call it the indoctrination system.
Okay.
And this Common Core is going to totally take away local control, take away any type of initiative by the teachers. You will be scripted as far as what you teach. And they have, as I understand it, these master teachers who will be paid by the federal government to snoop on other teachers and smoke out the ones who aren't going along. And they'll run them out of education, so you just have these true believers. I've encountered some of these Common Core curricula and some of their books, and it's very subtle, but they ridicule anybody who was against the communists in the 50s and 60s, and ridiculing them, calling them, paranoid and the Red Scare. Never anything about the atrocities that were committed. And also, they're really going to push evolution. It's going to be pushed as well. It's a very, very bad program, and definitely we should oppose it.
Okay, Orlean, how would you respond to Ron?
Well, I'm glad you brought all of those points up. My first book, The Common Core, The Trojan Horse for Education Reform, I go into the master teachers, and I show how this was going on under Nazi Germany, where my husband was born in 1942, so he grew up with that system. And Hitler did bring in master teachers, but they really were master spies to make sure that all the teachers were doing what they were supposed to be doing, and if not, they were let go, and many of them ended up in concentration camps. Obama announced that he's going to have 10,000 master teachers. They will be paid by their local school districts, but then get an additional 20,000 for being a master teacher. I was speaking in like Arrowhead, California, and afterwards a teacher came up and told me she'd already had her experience with a master teacher who was in her classroom for an entire week. They probably targeted this teacher because they knew she was conservative. Anytime she would dare to go away from the Common Core curriculum, any at all, she saw this teacher writing furiously notes. The Lake Arrowhead was kind of a pilot program, so they already had it there. And so they are using that system, and I'm just so afraid so much of this is taken from Hitler's education, and I show this in my book.
Why should we be surprised when you learn that, go back and read the things we have, about how Adolf Hitler and the entire Nazi movement was funded by American corporations, American banks, and certainly American oil companies, 100 American corporations building the weapons that were going to be used to kill our boys, not only before the war, but during the war. And the fact you've never heard this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Ron, go right ahead. Did you have some parting thoughts?
Well, yes. When they use the term master teacher, it's just a word. It doesn't mean that these individuals are great educators, that they have any type of experience, that they really have any concern whatsoever for the children or what they're learning. They're just snooks. They're just out there to purge our educational system of anybody who has any type of loyalty to the United States or the Constitution.
You're absolutely
right.
These guys
are incredibly subversives, and I'm so glad that they've booted guys like Cantor out of the Congress. It's about time you had some representatives who started holding some of our treasonous government officials accountable.
God bless you. Thanks very much. Let's go quickly to Barbara calling us from Santa Cruz, I think. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. It was just so interesting. I'm listening to this, and I had to make a comment that one of the ladies that works for us, her daughter was helping mentoring in one of the classes down in Southern California. And, you know, the teacher asked the students, what is 2 + 2? And one of the kids held up their hand and said, 5. Well, she said, well, that's a good answer, but I think there might be something better. And so somebody else said, you know, to ask somebody else, well, okay, it was 4. The teachers are not allowed to tell the children they're wrong.
That's right. In fact, if they can give a good reason for their answer, then they actually get credit. And the whole math is so bad. Every student has to write a little essay why they got the answer they had. It's so changing traditional math and making it so complicated and strange. My son, who is a CPA in San Diego area, his wife is a third grade teacher. She was showing him the math she had to do, and my son said, had he had such math as a little boy, he would have hated it. He would never have ended up as a CPA. No. And I think that's what is happening. Kids are no longer liking math. They used to do really well. They're no longer liking school. This is just the saddest situation, and the teachers are so sad.
And
there's no definitive answer for anything. I mean, 2 + 2 is going to be 4 no matter what.
But basically, they have taken a position. There are no absolutes. There's no
but there
right.
There are absolutes.
Of course there are, Barbara. Of course there are. But we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who are sane. And everybody thinks we're crazy.
I know.
Anything else you want to say?
I just had to bring that up because I thought that was, you know, that is just total madness in our educational.
You're absolutely right. And Orlean, God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us. Any parting thought before we let you go?
Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. And I so appreciate your diligence all these many years. And if anyone can come to our program this Saturday, we would love to have them. Go to eaglesformofcalifornia.org.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan back here, and we hope you've enjoyed the program this evening. But of course, you must understand that you have to be involved in what's going on. Freedom is not free, and if you're not involved in the process, then you're part and parcel of the program. Now, basically, we are involved in a spiritual battle. There are powerful supernatural forces out here, which most people really don't understand. Basically, what you need to do, every one of you out there in the listening audience, is every day you talk to five different people. If you don't know the people, go to the telephone book and just look up their names and call them and tell them, look, I'm not selling you anything other than the opportunity not to be destroyed in the coming economic collapse. But basically point out that the media is controlled by six major corporations. I refer to the book, The New Media Monopoly, by Professor Ben Bagdikian. And they can get that through Radio Liberty. They can get it on Amazon. The New Media Monopoly. If they want to understand who is behind this, who is the power elite that runs America, you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or certainly James Perloff's book, The Shadows of Power, or certainly Tom Flynn's book, but the books are all available from Radio Liberty. You need to get people to start reading. And basically, of course, we do hope that you'll explain to them that this whole system is coming down. And if they're not involved, they're going to be part of this. They need to start listening to alternative radio. And certainly, Radio Liberty is an excellent place to start, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And then, of course, they can always get us on the Internet or certainly on shortwave for our afternoon program or on satellite. And so they need to get Radio Liberty. They listen to Joyce Riley, Alex Jones, Chuck Christmeyer, John Loeffler, but they need to start listening to alternative radio because the mainline radio is controlled, as is most of the television things, and they've infiltrated certainly our military. They control our major banks. They control our major corporations. 100 major corporations are all controlled. They control the people who control the media. They control the educational system. They've infiltrated our schools and our foundations and our churches. And you need to be there telling people this, five people every day. And then, of course, we want you to pray for revival. Because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. This is not imaginary. This is a very real battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. They've taken over our churches, or many of them. Have you noticed how they've changed the music of the many Christian churches? Oh, you may get an occasional good Christian hymn, but so many of them, of course, are altered. And basically, they certainly, as far as I'm concerned, they defame our Lord Jesus Christ. And so basically, you have to be involved. You've got to talk to five people every day, and we need to do this right now. Start praying for revival. that if we have a great revival, we can turn this whole thing around. Otherwise, of course, the outlook for the future of America, as we've noted, is very, very dim. So we do need your financial help to continue doing what we're doing. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do hope many of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and certainly on a weekly or monthly basis, contribute as much as you possibly can. Because we're doing 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day. We're doing this not for compensation, but because we believe in America. Do you believe in America? Do you want to see America survive? What do you think that the world will be like if America goes down? And everything points out to the fact that we're going to lose this battle because, of course, we are a post-Christian nation and God is going to bring his judgment on America. What you need to do is pray for America, to pray for revival, pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number 1-800-544-8927 until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
From the mouth.